All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pitch Show. We've got an extra person today. Theo's here as always. Yep. But Randy's joined us. Now, when you've previously been on, mate, people have said, what the... He knows so much about football, so that's why we've got him back on.
Well, I've not watched a single game this weekend, so that's good.
Oh, right. Well, that's right. Well, that's not true. You watched your own team.
No, I didn't. I was streaming. I was working.
Oh, you didn't?
I had the chat open. I had the stats open and stuff. I heard we played well. I heard we played really well, but we lost.
Yeah, you did lose.
Yeah.
Richarlison scored his fourth in what?
You might be in the mud.
I think we are, but I'm still... Yeah, we might be in the...
I think Forest will just about be all right. I think you've got enough players to get you out of trouble.
But also, the bottom three are just stinking this year.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. We're safe. But I'm still all right. Everyone wants to get rid of Cooper, but...
No.
Keep them.
I thought the fans wanted to keep him.
Well, most fans do, but obviously we lost 5-0 against Fulham, so that was the one that was a bit like...
That's what I mean. He was like, he was applauded and clapped right at the end of
that. Yeah, everyone was clapping him, and they were like, you know, calling the players wankers.
You've got that mental owner, haven't you?
Yeah, you just put more money back into the club. I think he liquidated like 11 million worth
of shirt. Didn't he say before the Wolves game, if you don't win, he's gone?
Maybe he did say that. But he's very like, but he's a good owner because he puts money in and does a lot of stuff. But
well, from one team that's struggling to another team,
Newcastle.
Them as well, actually. No, to be fair, you clean sheet this weekend, played against 10 members, it is what it is. Manchester City.
Yeah.
What is happening up north?
That'll be fine.
It's crazy that it's even like a crisis, right?
Technically it is a crisis. It's one win in six games. That's a semi-crisis.
Only the second time in his whole career, Pep, that is.
Man. The run of six.
Was the first time? Was that...
I don't know.
But
I just know it's
Barca, isn't it? Yeah.
Or Bayern Munich.
I doubt he would have done that at Bayern.
Yeah, no. To be fair, it's a joke of a league. Also, side note, Harry Kane, quickest ever player to reach 20 goals in the Bundesliga, 14 games.
Yeah,
he might be Lewandowski, right?
The next one was 20 and Haaland did it in 21.
Did you see the goal from yesterday where Muller stood on the halfway line, and so he's onside, but he's 5 yards of like behind the back four.
They're playing that high.
They're in the opposition half playing Muller onside.
It's like Spurs,
fucking
mate.
Mental.
German football.
Yeah.
That league is just embarrassing.
It is almost
as embarrassing as your team this season so far.
We'll get on to that.
Okay.
Yeah, but for now though, fourth in the Premier League for them. 1 win, 4 draws, 1 loss in the last six. When does it become a real problem?
Right now.
No, it's not. No.
Well, I mean, they've not got Kevin De Bruyne back, and you keep saying, "Oh, excuse KDB back, that's 15 wins in a row."
I know, but like, surely, like with the players they've got now, these results, like, they have enough players to be doing better than
they're still title favourites, right? As it stands, even in fourth.
Yeah, I saw a graph as well that was saying like the...
No, Arsenal are favourites now.
We can't be mathematical favourites at this point.
It's a bottle.
And I know what you're trying to
win.
Do, put pressure on me.
They are favourites.
Yeah.
How are Arsenal not favourites now?
Because of...
He's stuttering!
Because it still has to be Manchester City,
no,
surely.
No, you're top of the table.
No. But in terms of bookies odds...
Yeah, City are clear favourites.
Yeah.
Well, they always will be.
My book, though.
Different book over here.
Bookies odds. Actually, to be fair, you do take them.
Arsenal have to be
there. Yeah, you're top of the league. Keep telling us how good you are. You're going to recruit amazingly in January. You should win the league.
But that is not how maths works.
City have won the league from this point before, though. Like, this minute, about points, they've won it before.
It's not January, They're not even...
I think when it starts to get serious, City will step it up and they'll be fine. I still think City will win the league.
They got the backbone to sort of see it out.
Liverpool ain't winning shit, and... I think Arsenal are the man. To be honest though, when you look at Villa.
Oh.
No, don't. I mean,
don't let him have this moment. Every week goes on and Villa look closer to winning the title.
And he goes, I said it
first week of the season after we beat them 5-1.
You said I was mental.
He never said they were fucking talking.
You said I was mental for even giving them 5% chance.
Okay, whatever, mate. But we had. I'm not going to do another Bournemouth. If Villa win the title, I won't be here. As in, I will not be here. Not just on this pod, I will not be here. But
in the planet,
they've already beat City and Arsenal, so that's one of those games out of the way.
Yeah.
So they could technically still lose.
They've got to do the away leg though. They're a little bit weaker at, but
they
still
just keep winning.
They keep winning, man.
What is Ben Mee doing? All he had to do was stay on the pitch.
And they would
and
have fucking lost
1-0.
That game was class at the end. You see how many bookings there were?
Yeah.
Because everyone was throttling. Have you seen it?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen it? Like Martinez
was throwing a mopey.
He's always involved.
Everyone was throttling each other. Emery came over and was like, guys, come back in, please.
He got a bit sexy at one point.
Yeah.
Really?
A little bit.
I haven't seen it yet. I might watch it tonight.
You see Mopey throw himself to the floor. He sort of looks back, left his top over his head. Just like,
yeah. Martinez was trying to pull his shirt off and they were throttling each other.
I feel sorry for the referee because the referee's going. There's like eight things going on, and he's just like throwing out yellows and reds like he's at a disco.
I did see someone absolutely brain dead on Twitter say Jimenez shouldn't have been sent off.
Oh no, it shouldn't have been, man. You can't have no room for that, really, right?
No. You know the one about Jimenez again.
Where you just jump on him?
Yeah.
He's agreeing with you.
I'm agreeing. There's no one saying that he should have been dead serious.
Yeah. I thought, oh, he's joking, and he was like, well, no, he didn't mean to hurt him. I'm like, what the fuck?
The ball was on the floor, and he just jumped and smashed.
Yeah. I get like, it's not 2 foot or anything like that, but it's just you just jumping on a man. You know, you can't do that.
But I said this to you. It's because like 5 minutes prior, he gets elbowed by Lascelles.
Yeah, he's trying to do him again. Yeah.
And then he's just like,
he'd lost his
Mexican and angry.
We're quite good at getting those little shoves in on people and getting away with it.
You mean Bruno G going around punching everyone for the entire first half of when we played?
Do you mean like, you cheat and you're owned by a state and you're just a dirty, horrible club?
Right.
That one,
I got this, Randy. Do you not agree that football should be more aggressive and this is what we want in the sport?
A little bit more aggressive, yeah, but like within reason, you know. Like, I think to play the ball, to get the ball, not just for the sake of
it. But then you spend 4 weeks crying about a handball decision, but then on the flip side, go on about, oh, I want it to be more aggressive and physical.
Handballs aren't aggressive. Those are just a fucking annoying. At least when someone gets punched, it's like entertaining.
Getting punched and getting away with it is very different punched.
I'd argue you getting robbed away in a Champions League game is very funny as well.
Yeah, that's true.
I can see that side of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Swing roundabouts, Lewis.
Aggressive games of football is good. Like the Newcastle Arsenal game was class because it was like feisty. Yeah.
Well, I agree. Maybe not punching people off the ball.
We were already talking about it, but the City Palace game was good because you got Roy Hodgson laughing at Guardiola.
Yeah, that's unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like the old master laughing at him, like just kicking off because he just knows that, like.
How old is Roy now?
He's 78. Like
108?
I thought he was 90.
No, he's 76.
He looks it.
76?
He's had a long pipe around it. Has he had a good innings, Roy?
76.
I love when he has his.
I didn't even know that.
And you just said 108?
No, I said 76 after that.
Oh.
When he's got a black band on for something, he doesn't even look like he's got an arm there.
Yeah.
So by far the oldest ever Premier League manager.
Ever?
Well, yeah, but he.
How old is Sir Alex when he left?
So Alex is 70, 139 days. There was one manager.
He's 71 now?
No, he was.
Get him back on.
There's another manager between Hodgson and Alex Ferguson.
It is Roy Hodgson when he was previously at Crystal Palace.
That would count also.
I will get this.
Wenger, surely?
No way.
How old is he now?
He's seventh on it.
Oh, okay.
70.
Mate, that's a good little...
Howard Wilkinson.
No. Nope. You all know him. Iconic manager, this guy.
Ancelotti. Healthy.
No,
my iconic.
70.
I have no idea.
Another sir?
Huh?
Another sir?
Bobby Robson.
Bobby Robson.
Good
shot. How old? Okay, don't matter. Carry on.
What?
He was 192 days. 71, 192
days. 92? I don't think that's in between 76 and 71, Lewis, but I haven't done the maths. Speaking of Villa, this is the most Midlands podcast we've had so far.
Come on.
Well.
Shut up, man. We are from the Midlands.
It's not real Midlands.
And Nottingham.
Well, actually, we're East Midlands, aren't we?
Yeah, but we don't consider that Midlands, really.
Well, Villa are technically Midlands, aren't
they? Yeah, Villa are Midlands.
Wait, if you don't count East Midlands, what do you count? Just Midlands?
Yeah, East Midlands is just like a bit weird. It's a bit northy. It's a bit like just... It's basically Northampton.
Gary Neville actually said after the game that Arsenal are City's only challengers for the title. Lewis, thoughts on that? Because you were adamant that Liverpool are bigger title contenders than Arsenal.
I think they are, you know. No,
Did you watch the nil-nil?
The thing is, like, yous are going to do brilliant all up until when it matters. Like, that, like, right. last season we know what happened. The season before that, you bottled Champions League, which we all forget actually happened.
Hey, but we've drawn Porto, so... That's something to definitely discuss in the future as well.
Yeah, yeah. But I just feel like Liverpool have the backbone. And I was supported on that massively for once.
By Liverpool fans.
Yeah.
This is what Tom was saying.
You
on
don't
stream.
Know that we're fans,
see,
yeah.
You get 150 comments of going, oh, Lewis, he's a bloody idiot. And then the one guy goes, actually, I kind of agree with him. Yeah.
And you go, they're all bad. They're all bad. I'm actually getting some good comments.
Nah, that one was resounding. That was a resounding W.
Liverpool fans going, yeah,
They were though. I just personally think that Liverpool have the backbone.
That's fine to say, but it's a bit baseless.
Yeah, yeah. They could do it for sure, but they're not really the strongest they've been in a while. They're still finding their feet, you know, a little bit.
It's
baseless. In the last 4 weeks, I've had like three last minute winners against pretty average teams.
And they couldn't even score against Man United yesterday.
I'm sorry, no, but when
you said they were going to lose 7-0.
When Arsenal script these wins, that's the signs of a champion, Theo always says. But when Liverpool do it, it's like they're almost.
No, but also like on having like last year when they were doing that, having to rely on last minute winners, and then when shit hit the fan towards the end, you can't keep doing that. You can't keep maintaining those last minute winners. This season, they're just putting teams to bed.
Yeah, Brighton didn't even have a shot, mate.
Yeah, but this Brighton team, I don't know what's going
on. Gross had a shot.
Okay, so they had one shot in an entire game. Who are notoriously one of the better attacking sides in the league.
Honestly, right, okay, so my argument here is all logic suggests that Arsenal are bigger favourites than Liverpool, but this is football and they are Arsenal. Well. So therefore, I think it's not going to happen. Football isn't like that. It just never ends up how.
There's a difference between like they could win it versus like they're like, odds on to win it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Arsenal are the strongest right now, but Liverpool could still win it for sure.
I'm going to cut you off there because I've just heard Lewis Bowden say football doesn't happen the way you think it should.
Oh.
And yet, the pre-season predictions, you said Man City are going to win the quadruple. how's that worked out?
Normally in Man City are like the exception to the rule, I feel like.
Right, if anything,
you've just proved that I'm correct.
Why would you not pick a different thing then? Well, if you know that was going to occur and football doesn't go the way you think it should, why did you go Man City are going to win all four competitions?
That's quite a big... No one's ever won the quad. That's like quite a crazy thing to suggest for Man City to win the quad. To say Man City are going to do the thing that no team has ever done isn't a thing that's like expected. It's not a popular opinion.
I think it was.
It's never been done in football.
Oh, yeah, whatever. But the point, you keep going back to, Liverpool have been there and done it. This team hasn't. This Liverpool team hasn't been there.
Yeah, Klopp has. They've had an entire midfield rebuild.
So you have one of the best managers in the world. Arteta is a good manager, but he's not. Rob, good old Rob, man. Nah, but they got Klopp, who's done it everywhere he's gone. He's done
besides
it with Liverpool.
Salah, he's done it everywhere he's gone.
Well, Germany.
besides Salah, the goalie, Trent and Van Dijk, none of this team have been there and done it.
Yeah, Klopp has.
But Klopp's not on the pitch.
But I think he has a little bit of influence over how Liverpool do.
News just in. Dalot red card, 90+4. Klopp goal, 90+7.
1-0 Klopp then.
Honestly, I can't wait to go back to these clips when Arsenal like bottle again.
They may well do.
Could happen, but you're saying that Liverpool at this point are bigger title contenders.
So if Liverpool win the league or Villa win the league or Arsenal win the league, you've got a position on all of them at different points in time.
Welcome to the show, Ray. That's exactly what he does. I do want to touch on the Liverpool game though, because
boring hell.
That's the worst game that we've done on pitch side.
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Wow.
The only drama was really Dalot kicking off twice and getting a red card in quick succession,
which was ridiculous.
Do you disagree with it?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? You agree with it?
You think he should have been sent off?
Well, kind of. The whole precedent is...
Couldn't he just got one yellow?
He could have done, but he argued again.
Oh, come on.
Are we at school?
He argued about a right that he should have had the throw-in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is he meant to go in the last minute when they get a throw-in, right by the corner flag, so Liverpool have a chance then to basically score after United have battled all game for this point, when he's blatantly right in the decision. Is he not allowed to go, ref? Yeah.
He is allowed to do that, but then the ref's gone, right, don't do that, and he's done it again. He's gone, don't do that again. And then he's gone,
he was moving like a head teacher, like a bitchy head teacher.
He got embarrassed on telly a bit and he lashed out and got some cards out because he was embarrassed.
Yeah,
the game got
a bit boring and he hadn't made it about himself. So the ref thought, oh, what can I do to be a fucking dick?
No PMG or statement, though.
No one's arguing it. No, because technically, by the letter of the law, you can go, oh, it's dissent, but surely it's the same descent. Just book him once.
Yeah, yeah.
You've put in here. So to summarize, Michael Oliver made the wrong decision, then sent off Dalot for getting annoyed at it all.
That is essentially what happened.
But that's your opinion.
He made the wrong decision though, did he?
But like, this is the thing. If we want passion also, in the game...
I don't think he... It's the linesman's wrong decision. It wasn't his fault. He didn't see where the ball came off.
Yeah, but that, I mean, but fuck it. No, what's the point of linesmen anymore? They never make a decision. they never put their flag up because we just go back and look at it. What's the point of the linesmen?
He's reffing like one of the biggest game of the year. Massive rivalry. Someone's job is on the line. Can we have a little bit of fucking passion? He has to go into it and understand that his temper's going to flare at the end.
In the last minute of the game as well.
It's pathetic, man.
Did you think he had a good game at all or not?
The ref?
I had no problems until then, personally.
Fine. I can't remember a bad decision.
But it seems to be a common theme, doesn't it? Happened with the Spurs-Man City game as well. They have a really good game and then in the 95th minute, they just like make it all about
They're all shit, but...
Yeah, they are all shit, man. Refs are doing my head and you can't just change the whole system, to be honest.
What would you do?
I just literally, I don't know. I would have like the ref become like players. You know, I want to see someone...
What the fuck is going on there?
He just fell down.
It's a fucking ghost. It's happening.
The ghost is bad.
What, same place all the time? No, I reckon referees should like turn up in like a Lamborghini with like a wash bag and stuff. I want to see some young refs.
Yeah.
I want to see that, yeah.
Pay them
With the
Brandon headphones.
Yeah, man. I'm sick of these like PE teacher referees. They fucking love getting involved.
Oh my God, that'd be unreal. And then like the ball boys can run and ask for the ref shirt and stuff.
I want to see some young refs.
That's a great idea.
We'll just get Kalina to do like a ref academy.
Yeah.
And yeah.
People graduate from that and then you're worthy of being a referee.
And kids can buy this and then they can have their name on the back of it.
Yeah, a bit of flair about them.
Yeah, man.
We'll respect them as well.
Yeah.
And they can give a bit of stick back as well. Like the refs are all like, ooh, you can't talk to me like that. They should go back and forth, have a bit of stick with the players.
Well, I think if you refuse to do that, like I think Grandpa used to say he used to do stuff like that, but he's a fucking little bastard, Grandpa.
You need the dynamic between rugby refs and players.
Yeah.
That's the same dynamic.
But it's like, shut the fuck up.
No, what they see, I don't mind players going mad at the ref if they get a wrong decision, but the ref should do it back.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, you've got to respect the ref, you know.
So someone misses a sitter, like the ref in his fucking, in his brand new Mercs, and he's just pulled up in his Lambo. He should run up and go, ah, yeah, fucking shit that was.
I agree.
They should do it back.
I agree.
And then Mike come up as well.
Yeah.
But which league is the Mike league? Is it Australian league?
But that's just different, isn't it?
They can do it there, though, because no one cares.
Yeah, no one cares, man.
But it's just the audio going, fucking hell, man. Can't do that, Mike.
They did it in another league as well. I think a foreign league because they had those subtitles.
Subtitles.
It is just confusing.
Do you know? I'm just bringing the knowledge. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Great.
You're welcome,
forward,
everyone. Just go on Google that foreign league.
What are you pondering?
League.
I just don't know why like our refs are the shit ones. Like when we had PSG,
they're shit everywhere.
When we had the PSG, I don't know who that ref was, but it was like from some different country, and he was class. He was like firm. He was telling people shut the fuck up
for the home game.
When we just played.
Are you joking?
What a cracking referee that was. Bruno Genk going around punching every single person.
No, AC Milan.
He just ignores all the decisions.
Nah, the one that just happened, AC Milan at home, I thought he was really good.
But not both PSG games where you were robbed away.
Even though we just said the ref from the PSG game and you said yes, and then we said Bruno G punching everyone, you go, no, the Milan game.
Nah, it was the Milan game that just went. So we should just get him to ref every game then. Just get him on like £1 million.
Is he a foreign ref?
£1 million for game.
Yeah,
we're going to consecutively
go
play every game back to back to back to back, and it's that one guy, and he's got to do 24 hours.
He's the only one we can
referee.
Trust. We can't trust each other.
I feel like language barrier actually helps refs and players, like especially in the, you know.
Yeah, you can't even bother arguing with them because
they're not on about. Just follow the whistle.
The refs in England should do that. Like, no, I
don't. Hang on. You're English. Yeah. You're immediately.
You're literally from my back. Fucking city.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Refs are all so old fashioned, man. They've got such like a cult mentality.
We've got to modernize it.
Yeah.
It's like
refs against everyone else. We want to enjoy the refs, but not like this, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But fuck them all.
There is a little rivalry that's come out the back of the game, though.
Who?
Between on the pitch players and off the pitch players.
Mm.
Roy Keane and Van Dijk.
Oh, yeah. I saw this.
Yeah, right. So Van Dijk was basically saying there's only one team that came here to try and win. United shut up shop for the entire game. It's embarrassing. We tried to win and they didn't.
Which is bullshit.
And then Roy Keane's obviously clapped back and gone, He's arrogant. Any arrogance in the lad. Obviously, United are in a difficult situation. But Liverpool were back in the day.
Oh, is that his new accent?
I love Roy because he chats shit about United so much until someone else chats shit about United.
That's more United. Yeah. What do you think of it? Van Dijk being arrogant?
I don't think he's being arrogant. I think he's being a bit bitter. It's like when Klopp's done it loads, and I don't know if Arteta has, but if teams set up behind the ball and frustrate, it's, oh, well, this isn't real football. Yeah. Like, what do you want United to do? Come and play open foot
and then lose 7-0 against
Liverpool and get back. Yeah. Obviously, yeah. A good game. And they could have won at the end.
They could have won.
Chances. Yeah. It's not like they didn't have any chances or get forward. They're just, unfortunately, they're not as good as Liverpool.
Yeah.
That's exactly, I agree.
It.
Yeah.
If anything, it's a compliment to Liverpool. Yeah. That United have come.
You could argue it's one of Ten Hag's better management games. He set up for a result that occurred.
Yeah. United fan TV thingy where the whole jumped up celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I get it. It's a good result for you.
It's a huge point.
Yeah, but you can't celebrate. You're Man United. You can't do that.
Jumping on you.
They all jump out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, I haven't seen it.
Mate, they're like, it's bad.
What, for celebrating the
0-0? As soon as the whistle goes, they're like, yeah, clapping, going, yeah, you all said 7-0, yeah, 0-0. It's like,
literally on their feet.
Who, as a Man United fan at this point, right, who do you reckon they want to win the Premier League the most at this stage?
Villa.
Surely Villa, right?
Villa, yeah, but
yeah.
Villa, for sure.
Behind Villa, who? If you take Villa out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's either Liverpool, Arsenal, and City.
I think
local fans would probably say Arsenal.
I agree.
But
Local fans to where though? Because most Man United fans are London.
says the fucking Arsenal fan from Leicester.
They're probably just like dissenters.
I live in London now. Come on,
like, they're probably just so used to City winning it at this point. Like,
that keeps happening. They'll eclipse them in the city, so that's not a good idea.
Yeah, don't believe that myth. Just like when United don't care about City, they do.
They say that because they do care.
In hindsight, you were a Sunderland fan, and now because
no, you need to stop.
You need to stop.
You are the actual glory.
Can't
start saying I am.
You had a bit of Middlesbrough as well. You were flip flopping between Middlesbrough and Sunderland.
None of this is true.
And then the money came in.
None of this is true.
I'm a Geordie now, even though you're not a Geordie. But
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Well, I've actually got a bit of an interest in.
Oh no! I just wanted to say on United. One instance when I was saying stuff about them the other day about the club, about, okay, it's a bit annoying, keep going on about the owners, whatever, and it's like, well, sorry, but big clubs have big expectations, and sorry, your little club, but then at the same time you're celebrating a 0-0.
Yeah.
So which one is it, lads? Yeah. Are you this big massive club, or are you just really shit at the minute?
Really, I mean, shit. Both can be true.
Both can be true, yeah. Well, also true.
They are really shit at the minute, but they're also pretty.
But then, if you've got different standards, why are you standing up celebrating and cheering a 0-0 draw?
Yeah, yeah. Celebrate, but don't like a crazy.
Cheering a board draw as well is.
Yeah.
Not even like a 2-2 or anything.
Yeah, or a 3-3 last minute.
Yeah,
so
they got a last minute equaliser. Yeah, that's different.
Yeah. They've got a last minute avoidance.
You part the buzz.
Great for me, though. No Salah goal. Very good FPL. Very good.
FPL related.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Man United squad a little bit more, because obviously everyone's saying they've got all these problems. They've obviously drawn 0-0 off the back of the weekend. But we're going to go through and do a keep, last draw, sell of the entire squad.
Which no podcast has ever done. We're
no,
doing
never
this
been done.
Brand new content.
Completely original.
Well, it's a good job our producers on top of things, because this is the kind of stuff that we expect him to prepare.
Yeah.
So, Erik ten Hag. Keep, last straw, or sell?
Keep.
I think keep. Their problems go way beyond like the manager.
I think the problems are not with him. And if you get rid of him, then you just...
I think it's just going to be the same cycle.
Absolutely. Onana, goalie.
Last straw.
Yeah, but it's, again, who are you going to get instead? That's the problem, really.
Yeah, sell. Sell
already.
No,
this is the thing.
Games.
This is the logic, right? If you keep him, his value is going to go down to 10 mil within like a season half.
I think he's selling him, man.
They don't care about making the money back on him, really. It's just like,
get De Gea back, man.
No, you're mental. Because you want him at Newcastle, because Nick Pope can't kick his ball neither.
Now, De Gea's good, man. He's just such a disrespected keeper.
Onana played well yesterday.
Yeah, he did actually.
It's just like he does a lot of things that I'm like, what the fuck's going on? But admittedly, that is what De Gea did in his earlier.
He's an eccentric goalkeeper, that's it.
Yeah, and I think there's a big occasion as well. Like being a keeper for United does hold a lot of weight. Yeah. So you get rid of those nerves a little bit. He's not nervous either, I don't think.
I think he's got the right mentality to play at United. He doesn't seem to give a fuck.
He's also a leader. You watch any interview and he's always like, "That was my fault. I'm
like
sorry,
that. I didn't like him getting onto Maguire when he just arrived the club, like over his mistakes. I'm like, he's your fucking captain, mate. And then he went on to make loads of mistakes himself. I'm like,
got humbled a little.
I think he was playing to the crowd.
But they're under
a lot
of scrutiny. That the Manchester United backline are probably one of the most.
Yeah, it's just sort of throwing your captain
mistakes.
Under the bus at that point.
Nah, I think keep. You're the one saying you want more passion in football, more physicality, but
you don't come into a new club, start having a go at your captain. You can have a go and thingy. Don't do it in front of the whole crowd when everyone's already turning on Maguire.
Yeah, I think first few games are a bit of a crowd. Stretch,
But then they admire Bruno, and Bruno's whiny at everyone all the time anyway.
He's earned more right to do that, though. He's been there longer and done it.
He's a better player, he's allowed to.
And he's earned more right in the team. He's the captain of
the team.
He's
the goalkeeper. Like, you're talking about the goalkeeper here.
A brand new goalkeeper.
Commands everyone in front of him. That's his job.
Yeah.
Brand new
goalkeeper in a friendly, playing to the crowd, and then he went on to fuck it in the games himself that actually mattered in the Champions League.
So you're saying sell. I'm saying keep.
I wouldn't say sell. No. I think it's fair what you're saying, but half a season.
Bearing in mind he was in the Champions League final as well.
Yeah.
How much did they buy him for?
I'm going last straw.
I think he has been
a big disappointment, but I think to say sell after
18 games in the Premier League is rough.
You can sell him and get Ramsdale for that money.
I don't think there's that much difference, in all honesty.
I love Ramsdale, man.
You're linked to him.
I'm one of my Newcastle. Yeah, yeah. I do.
Lindelof
weren't linked. You'd fucking rinse him. Lindelof.
Get rid.
That kid's allergic.
Mental these. It's just time now. As well. He's been around forever.
The butcher Martinez.
Keep him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the only ball playing centre backs they have for the way they want to play. Keep. Okay, Harry Maguire. Keep.
I'd sell.
Really?
Well, because sell now and then. I mean, it's having a good spell, but it's just one spell, you know?
I think it's time. He's had his time at United.
Oh, poor guy, man. Maybe less straw then. I'm going to give him less straw.
I think a move is still good for him as well. Because he's clearly got something about him now, you know? So just go and find a club where you belong.
I don't know, a Brighton or something like that would suit him. Like a top off.
Villa.
Or
new Villa rebuild. Come on.
He wouldn't get in Villa's team.
No, that's true.
Even Mings is like competing against him, right?
I think he could easily play for one of the top 10 teams, like just low, below that, outside that top six. He wouldn't be a bad signing for Newcastle.
No, we don't need that. Sorry, I don't want Maguire. I'd rather Lascelles over Maguire.
What? That's mental. Sure.
I do not want Harry Maguire.
No way you think Jamal Lascelles is a better player.
I never said he's better. I just don't want Maguire. I don't want him.
I don't think Newcastle's probably not a great shout because he'd want to go somewhere and play and start. So I don't think he'd start at Newcastle. But I think. Who's like 8th or 9th? Who've we got?
Tough getting in Brentford. They've got pretty good backline, to be fair.
I don't know if he
Brighton.
Does.
You said Brighton.
Brighton's not a bad.
Yeah, I mean, they've got they're two. And realistically, their two best are Webster and Dunk, right? Is he better than both?
I think he's better than Webster.
Better than Webster.
He's better
Everton
than Webster.
In the new season.
And Maguire can play out
Everton
from the
in
back.
The new season.
Yeah, so like, because obviously they're lower down at the moment because of the deduction, but like, new season, they could be top half team.
Well, who's their starting? Tarkovsky abroad,
yeah.
He could go abroad, just get rid of like the whole shit and just get on with
enjoy football, right. Get some sun.
Rafael Varane. I thought he had an excellent game, to be fair.
Keep him.
Yep, fair enough. Dalot. Keep.
Keep.
I keep him. He's definitely improved this year. Yeah.
He'd be good backup.
Yeah.
I don't even know if this needs questioning. Luke Shaw. Keep him.
I keep him. Yeah.
Wan-Bissaka. Ooh.
He's so weak because like he's such a good defender, but then it's like
I'd either sell Dalot or Wan-Bissaka. I think they need a right back. I'd keep one as a backup.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's what I'd do.
I'd sell Dalot and keep Wan-Bissaka. I think he's so much better like defending one-on-one with a winger.
Is that what you want in a Ten Hag system?
I think Dalot's more suited because Dalot can play the left back as well and he's played the inverted role as well. Wan-Bissaka's great one-on-one, but how often does that even happen in the modern game where defenders are one-on-one with wingers? It's not 10 years ago. It's not 15 years ago where you're isolated all the time. People just double up and it's...
Yeah.
He'll be a great signer for someone, for sure. Wan-Bissaka.
Well,
back to Palace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, it'd be unreal. Where they got Joel Ward at them?
They need a right back. They've got Nathaniel Clyne and Ward. Christ.
Hell yeah.
Johnny Evans.
What happened?
Johnny,
sell. Come on, man.
Wait, he'd be a free agent at that.
Oh, yeah,
right? Just get rid. Sell. See his contract out.
It's mental how many games he's getting. I think when he
comes back to the Albion,
like...
getting back around the Albion, I fucking love Johnny back.
Who have you currently got? Bartley and...
No, it's either Bartley or Ajayi with Kipre. Mental.
Fair enough. Amrabat. Sell.
Sell.
I thought he was poo. On the weekend.
But I don't think they will. I'm just going to keep him at this
Which
point.
Which is mental because he had such a... reputation.
I have a massive thing about the World Cup is...
No, but even Fiorentina, he was...
Quality-wise, the World Cup is the most overrated competition in world football. How many players do we see have amazing World Cups and they are dreadful? Like, they're average.
James Rodriguez, though.
Yeah, but he barely had a great career. Like,
up the toffees!
Up the toffees. And then he ended up having the sex change.
Yeah, which is crazy, man. Fair play to him.
Fair play to her.
You see it all the time. And when you actually look at the World Cup, some of the teams in it, the quality is dreadful.
Well, also, they're playing against like shit opposition as well, right? It's not like two titles playing.
Well, fucking Morocco was sick in the World Cup.
Yeah, but like in context to who they're playing, like obviously it's a sick fucking tournament. We all love it, but it's like, you can't just sign everyone who plays in the World Cup. Yeah,
it's the best tournament ever, but it's... Quality-wise, not even the third or fourth best football tournament.
They still, Ozil, Hernandez, that's probably the two examples where someone's gone and actually done a shift.
Chicharito?
Yeah, he actually played all right for United for a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's a World Cup merchant. But Ozil actually...
Ochoa? He loves
the World Cup. That's another fucking example.
Navas?
He's one save and then...
Mason Mount.
Who's that winger you had who was Costa Rica?
Oh, Campbell.
Yeah, and he was unreal at the World Cup. Where the fuck is he now?
Yeah. Well, he went to Olympiakos, didn't he? And then, and then you were owned by them as well.
Yeah,
that's a star-studded career from Joel Campbell.
I don't know where he is now. RIP Joel Campbell, man. Yeah. What player?
He's still alive, though.
Mason Mount.
Yeah, is he just injured? Like,
I think he's injured.
Yeah.
Keep.
Oh, I'll keep him. Sorry.
Ericsson.
Get rid.
Fucking hell, yeah. But he's just been injured for ages as well.
I don't know what the injury record is. You know? It's crazy how many clubs have suffered with injuries, isn't it, Lewis? Yeah. But apparently
Newcastle, though. Even though you've got only two first-team players out, but yeah, you're the ones who've been hard done by.
We do have the worst ones.
Casemiro, last straw. I think keeping him around, he's still like...
That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of these players you've got to keep just because, like, you know, you can't get rid of everyone.
Man.
To who and how much for?
Just anyone. That guy's too old, man.
Right, fair enough. That's our Man United correspondent right there.
I swear to God, that guy, it's like he is 10 years at the start of the season.
He's probably on 300 grand a week as well.
Yeah.
In that regard, yeah. In financials, yeah, of course. Yeah.
But he's got like, how many years has he got left on his contract? They give him a big contract,
didn't
they?
Like a 5-year deal at 30 or something. Fucking great business that was. I got slaughtered for saying that was terrible business as well, just because you had...
Well, he was good at... When he
great. Now
got them a trophy.
Well, did they spend 70 mil on him as well?
Yeah,
it was big money.
Madness.
Real Madrid.
Better signing than Haaland? Question mark. Okay, next one is Scott McTominay. I don't know why I keep doing a Scottish accent.
Well, he's the
last straw.
Yeah, last straw's probably fair. I think he'd do really well at another club.
He would do that.
I feel like it's not a last straw for Manchester United, but a last straw for him. Like, he deserves to go somewhere else and play.
I think he should stay, man. I think like they need to keep those types of players who know what the club's about.
Realistically, in a full strength 11, if they did get like another centre mid alongside Mason Mount, does he actually get
underestimated. I think it's important to have those players who actually like care about the club aren't just coming in because it's Man United then going to fuck off in 2 years to have like the people who've grown up in the club.
But how much is he on though? Because the problem is that all these players don't want to leave United because they're on such good money. So that's the problem they've got is that they need these like engine players, but like they have them on too much wage.
He won't go anywhere. Someone 120 grand a week on the bench, it's not really sustainable, is it?
He'd be a good player for Newcastle.
Yeah, I don't hear it.
Also,
his
best position now we've seen is higher up in the 10, isn't it? Which you want Bruno there?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want McTominay.
He's like Bellingham.
I'm just a fan of having
He's like a Scottish Mancunian Bellingham.
Yeah. Oh, he stinks of Everton to me.
Yeah, like when Tom Cleverley went.
Yeah, he just stinks of an Everton.
And also he's giant, so that's like pure Sean Dyche ball as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mainoo, definite key.
Yeah, key.
Yeah, he's unreal. I like him. Kid, what, he's 18?
Yeah. Mm.
So good. Bruno Fernandes, keep him, I think.
Yeah,
keep. He's like, he embodies the spirit of Manchester United at the moment. whine about bastard. Everything, but pretty good on occasion.
Yeah.
Antony. How much?
I've got no time for Antony, man.
How much you reckon they get for him, though? If you sold him, how much you reckon he's worth?
Terminate his contract and no club will score.
He's like a Pepe situation, I reckon.
You definitely have to sell him because you want money.
You might have to loan him first. That would be the smart move. Loan him. Hopefully he plays well somewhere and his stocks rise.
Yeah.
20 mil. You'd be lucky to get 20 mil.
You'd lose 60 million about two seasons.
Yeah. But you lost already in the play. Yeah, but you were getting.
I think you could get 30 mil
in this day and age. Yeah. But he's useless.
A silly club.
Like it's a good Newcastle as well.
No. Jesus Christ.
What's a silly club to you then? Just so I know you're about to call out a club in
any club that's willing to spend more than 15 million on Anthony is a silly club.
Generally. For sure. Yeah, he'd go for that, of course.
He could go back to Ajax, like do what Bergwijn did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure how much they bought him back.
Aren't they shit now though? Aren't Ajax like really bad?
They're stinking this year, yeah. Yeah, they were really a few well. Weeks ago. Like
they weren't doing the Europa, didn't they? Because my mate Akpom was bagging.
Wow. Chupa.
Well, I told you he was scoring goals.
One in about.
Yeah, the fifth
games.
In the league.
They were 20.
He's been cooking like
that. Jadon Sancho, poor
guy. Get rid, Jesus Christ.
But I think even for his own sake as well, to be honest.
Keep. What?
I actually feel like he's on the in the right. If you're Sancho and you're looking at that heap of shit starting in front of you on the wing.
Remember, he has no choice.
You said keep Ten Hag and keep Sancho, so you've got to keep only one.
Yeah, you can't keep both. It's clearly not working out, right?
Put them in a room and like you do with like brothers when they fall out and say, you're not allowed out until you make up and make them talk
it out.
Real.
No one's going to do that. No one's going to stick two grown men in a room.
Do you reckon there's a room at Old
Trafford do you live in?
To do that?
I think
in the room.
They're probably very similar. I tell you, they're probably just as stubborn as each other.
Yeah, that's why it's not going to work, man. That's why you should go somewhere else.
He's performed really well.
He's better than Anthony. He's so much better than Anthony.
That doesn't mean that he stays just because they're both shit.
Just not working out.
I reckon he can do a good job at Man United. I back him there.
What? So after what, 3 years, he's never performed? He's suddenly going to stop performing?
He hasn't never performed.
Wait, name a game where
he's given tiny amounts of minutes here and there.
No, he hasn't, mate. He really hasn't.
He has a good moment.
Mate, he really hasn't. You tell me one memorable performance.
Mate, I can't say that about most players. My memory's shit.
Oh, that's it.
I don't have a backlog of good performances from Sancho.
Because there's none.
There doesn't exist. Yeah. You can still like someone and like accept it's not going to work out at a certain club.
He needs to go back to Germany where it's easier to get him behind and stuff.
Yeah.
Nah.
Speaking of getting him behind, Marcus Rashford.
Last straw.
I agree. You got. I think for United, just keep him. Really,
keep,
I don't know.
Keep for the profile. He's
Right? He is.
He's nearly 27 now. I'm bored of excuses for Rashford. All the fucking purple. But he's a purple patch merchant.
Anthony Martial.
I don't even know how he's still there.
I think a few more years, then sell him. Allow him to have his testimonial. Let him have it. And everyone's got to wear black gloves.
Short sleeves and black gloves.
Yeah.
They're iconic though.
Have it in mid-December. Rasmus Højlund.
Keep.
Yeah, he's still yet to come, man.
Yeah, definitely keep after his zero Premier League goals in nature.
He's a good player, man.
Yeah,
he'll be fine.
Yeah.
When's he going to get his first Premier League goal?
He had one of the best chances of the game. Against Liverpool, didn't he?
He just smacked it straight at Alisson.
Yeah, he narrowed the angle well, though, Alisson, in fairness. Yeah, if you watch that back.
That's why he's the best in the world.
Well, I don't know, mate.
And then, finally, one of the cringiest players in football, according to Lewis Bowden, Alejandro Garnacho.
Keep.
No, I didn't say that.
Him as well.
You did?
It wasn't me.
You said he was cringy.
No, I didn't say that. It was sat there. It was Toby.
Oh, it was Toby that said it. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Lewis. Yeah,
it's all right. We're done.
RIP. Yeah, definitely keep, surely.
Yeah.
One for the future, right?
Fuck it.
Just like Jesse Lingard.
He's classic Man United player as well.
What does that mean?
Just a little bastard, but he's all right.
What does that mean?
No, but it's like, I mean that in a compliment. Whiny
little guy, you know, back at it again, scoring.
Yeah.
He is
like a Bruno Fernandes.
Scored a good goal as well now, so he gets a bit of leeway for a while.
He's got money in the bank.
That's covered
now.
Him for 6 months.
He actually has.
At minimum.
Maybe longer.
Well, that's the entire squad, guys. Well done.
Yeah.
Good work, everyone.
How many did we sell? Get rid of? Quite a few, to be fair.
I only said like 5, I think so.
Yeah.
Their problem isn't
the quality, it's just the way they play. It's not even a bad squad, to be honest, you know.
No,
it's definitely fixable.
A little bit. Like you saw the lineup against
the recruitment's
Liverpool,
not
thought,
great.
Jesus.
Well, look, if Manu's going to play that 6 and he matures, you could have like Manu, Fernandes, possibly Mount, maybe get another midfielder. Then up front, you've got Højlund and
Foundation's there, really. You've just got to fill in the gaps. But
you can keep Martinez fit with Varane, and then the wing, but the fullbacks are decent. Maybe get a right back. The goalie could be fine. We don't like. I think they only need two or three to really. But I feel like I say this every year about United. They only need two or three, and then they just make shit.
Well, I looked at the squad on paper and thought, yeah, they'll finish second.
Yeah.
There's one player who we missed off that, who's actually just leaving now on loan. Remember Van der Beek?
I thought he's been bought, hasn't he?
No, he's only...
It's Frankfurt,
Frankfurt,
right?
Medical ahead of a loan move.
Yeah,
a
poor guy's career, man. Like, he went from being one of the best midfielders after that League run to just falling off the face of the planet.
It's a weird one, yeah.
Everton, how many years has it been? To be fair, he hasn't helped himself. Which team did he string along, turn down for like a different move, and then he went crawling back to them? I think it was like a Palace or something.
Well, he went Everton on loan.
No, it was after that. I think it was like the start of this season. So he was wanting to...
He was linked with you guys, wasn't he?
He was linked before the Everton thing, but he had a move sorted. I think it was with some club. And then he was stringing them along and then went crawling back. So he's not helped himself.
He's not that good either.
It's either an attitude problem or he's just
not that good.
And they watch him in training and go, yeah, he's not starting.
He's just an Ajax merchant. How many fucking players look good in that league? And then... couldn't even get in the Everton team. I don't know what we...
Yeah, that's meant.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for him. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Ajax and obviously his performances in the Champions League, it's time to chat Super 6.
Yeah.
How'd you do on the weekend, boys?
Oh, I was doing well. I can't remember what I did on the Sunday.
I finished with 8 points, I think, because I said West Ham would win, but I said Liverpool would also win.
I finished with 5 points.
Did you?
No.
Oh, okay.
But if I did play, I would have got 5 points.
Oh, my God.
For what?
I got 4 points.
Actually, let me check what I would have... Let me look at the results and see what I would have gotten.
Yeah, that's fair.
See how many points I would have got.
I predicted Everton.
I probably would have got maximum, to be honest. Looking back, yeah.
11.
You had a good week, right?
11. Yeah, 11 points.
What did you say, perfect?
2-0 Chelsea.
Ah, yes.
I'll put 1-0 Sheffield United.
Did you actually?
Fucking hell.
Bloody hell.
The only results I got right was Newcastle and West Ham.
Yeah.
West Ham, mate. Fucking hell.
Yeah, I got West Ham, Newcastle, Chelsea, and I can't remember the other one was. Arsenal, perhaps?
Burnley? Arsenal.
Oh, yeah, Everton. Said Everton and win that game.
I said draw in that.
I reckon Chelsea are going to come good, you know. I reckon they're going to start building.
Well, it's a good thing on this podcast because that's what we say every week, mate.
Oh, it's actually?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so you fit the bill.
Okay, great, great.
But this week's discussion, guys, is something that is very, very relevant to today. Mm-hmm. Because the Champions League draw has occurred. Everyone's seen the draws?
Right now.
Yeah, Arsenal,
right
now. There's a certain Arsenal fan already crying about the draw.
Who's that?
Oh, God.
He shall not be named.
Oh, is he? Why is he moaning?
Apparently City rigged the draw.
Who is this?
Even though you've drawn Porto and had the easiest group of all time.
Yeah. I said that we'd draw Porto. I said either Copenhagen or Porto, and it came through. You asked us who we wanted to draw, and I said Porto, and we have done.
We are the only ones who could actually complain about rigged, because was it the Champions League draw where originally our number was like mixed up, or was that the...
You're not in it,
mate.
You got no right.
No, it doesn't matter anymore.
It doesn't matter.
Why are you, talking about the Champions League?
Yeah. I'll stay out of this.
You would have had... So if you would have gone...
Real Sociedad.
Yeah, Real.
So I'll list off all the fixtures, because for people listening, they might have not seen it or heard it. Porto versus Arsenal. Napoli, Barcelona.
That's a good game. That's a very good game.
Oh, look, mate, that's not an easy game for Arsenal. Porto are decent, I swear.
Okay, guys. We are fourth favourites to win this.
That away tie is tough, mate. Porto are good.
Yep. PSG, Sociedad, Inter Milan, Atletico Madrid, PSV, Borussia Dortmund, Lazio, Bayern Munich, Copenhagen, Manchester City, and Leipzig, Real Madrid. Now, funny thing is I saw a certain Manchester United fan moaning about, oh my God, City have got Copenhagen. That's such an easy draw. you see what I'm trying to get at here? That's interesting. Copenhagen actually beat Manchester United. Yeah. How does that...
I only see one upset.
Go on then, which one?
Sociedad will beat PSG.
Well, you think Sociedad are going through?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, I'm 100%.
So the rest of them for you are Arsenal...
I think
Napoli.
Arsenal will depend on that away game.
So who are you saying goes throughout? Napoli and Barcelona then?
I think that's a Napoli. Very good game.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably say as well.
Into the Atletico. See, that's not as easy.
That.
I don't know who the favourites are in that.
Nor do I.
I'd edge it.
That's like two times Simeone.
No, go Atleti.
Yeah, probably. PSV, Borussia Dortmund. I think Dortmund go through there.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Dortmund are looking solid, man.
PSV
no,
were
they
right.
Beat you.
PSV were all right.
That's it.
Smile on his face as well.
Yeah, Dortmund, Munich,
Bayern, City,
Madrid.
And then Madrid. Yeah. Mm. Which is fair.
It's really painful looking at this.
Isn't it true that though, in the draw, yeah, this draw, it's the first teams have been drawing against the second teams. Is that right?
Seeds.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
So yeah, that's why
the
better teams have got
correct.
The shitter team.
Yeah,
that's kind of how it works.
You're not gonna see like the likes of City and City versus Arsenal, etc.
Yeah.
It's because the first team plays the second of a different thing. Which obviously is
I don't need to know
you,
that.
You don't need to know about that.
Yeah, we're not
the bottom of your group and embarrass yourselves.
Really sad.
That's at this point though, who actually wins the Champions League, do you reckon?
I'm still gonna go with my boys Bayern.
Bayern.
Harith Kane.
I hope Bayern do it. I want it for Kane. I want him to do it.
Yeah, mate. If Bayern win the Champions League and we come anywhere close to the final in the Euros, that's Ballon d'Or territory.
Oh, England will win the Euros for sure.
You reckon?
Yeah.
That's true. Harry Kane, Ballon d'Or.
Well, yeah. That's an entire possibility. 100%.
They'll win
the Bundesliga, Champions League, and the Euros in the same calendar year.
He's probably going to break the Bundesliga record.
Yeah, true.
For some reason, I've never really thought of him winning a Ballon d'Or, even though like he's obviously... like.
Well, he is one of the best players ever.
He
needs the credit of being that.
I don't know why...
Lezak wouldn't win.
That makes
sense. Where did Kane finish in this one just gone? Nowhere near, right? Surely.
He would have been in the top 50. Or 25 something.
It's new territory anyway, of anyone other than Messi and Ronaldo winning it.
So did he? Alisson didn't even get in the goalkeeper category.
I mean, yeah, there shouldn't be a goalie in it anyway.
That's true.
Should be a goalie. What the fuck about goalie? You stand there and get
the ball held to that. Well, I mean, Martinez basically won Argentina the World Cup.
No, he didn't.
That save from Colin Moani. Yeah, that's a game deciding
that
save.
Moment, wouldn't it? But yeah, obviously, like
I think Messi had more to do with them winning it than
now you're just discrediting everything the goalkeepers do.
Yes,
you can say that about everything. Every block, you can say that block is the reason why they didn't.
No, but that was a one-on-one in the final.
No, of course.
In the 90s,
that one moment. Okay, yeah.
But goalies should never be near any. We're all about real football here, not standing in goal, being big, and just going like that.
You can only compare keepers to keepers anyway, in my opinion. You know,
which is why it's strange that Alisson just didn't even get in there.
The day a goalie wins a Ballon d'Or is the day I start a tennis podcast.
Well, you said that about Haaland. The day
Haaland wins a Ballon d'Or is the day football dies.
Yeah, that you fall out of with football.
I don't agree that Isak's more likely to win a Ballon d'Or. No, I don't agree.
Who's more deserving of a Ballon d'Or realistically for their position, Alisson or Haaland?
Haaland,
yeah.
Because he's an outfield player who plays real football.
Alisson.
Hey. Not
what?
Well, he's trying to U-turn from the whole Nick Pope scenario that now he's just like going way too beyond.
I'm always big up Liverpool.
You actually technically have, apart from that entire howler. But I did just want to say, guys, guess what?
It's your birthday.
No. Similar though. Could be.
Arsenal winning the league.
No, it's to do with Super Six.
Oh, it's £1 million. That's fucking big, you know. I'm gonna win it.
I'm gonna win it as well.
Yeah, actually. So all you gotta do is predict six correct scores and the jackpot has officially rolled over to £1 million on the weekend, 23rd of December.
You get a million quid.
Yes.
If you get a million quid right now, you've won it. What are you doing with it? What presents would you buy us all for Christmas?
No, you'll never see this face again.
I'd go on a pitchside holiday for Christmas.
I think I'd just invest it in the fellas studio.
I'd buy this podcast.
I'd never give you my percentage.
Oh, you would. Yeah. I'd give you £1 million.
No way.
Nah.
Why would I do that when I'm going to win it anyway?
Yeah.
And then I'd win the following jackpot.
Yeah.
So if anything, you're in the.
I'd buy your mate. Mother.
Why are you doing that?
How much would she go for?
How much fucking
on the open market?
Yeah. What are we talking? We're talking about the jackpot rolling over, boys.
Sorry.
So either way, guys, Super Six is back 23rd of December. Get your predictions in because you could win £1 million. Ooh. That is not a joke. That is official. There's no entry price. It's free, completely free to enter, and you could win yourself £1 million for Christmas.
I wonder how many people are going to play. Being a million,
get £1 million just for no one football.
And if you are playing and you haven't already joined the Pitch Summon League, guys, the code to join is PTCH23. Get involved. We are officially the biggest Pitch Summon League in the world.
Wow. No, we're not the official Pitch Summon League. We're the Super Six. We're the biggest league ever.
That's why we finish each other's
sentences.
We're the biggest league last year, and we've also got three times the amount than last year now.
Oh. Wow.
So either way, guys, £1 million before humble. Christmas. Get involved. All you need to do is correctly predict these six fixtures: Spurs, Everton, Luton, Newcastle, Forest, Bournemouth.
Oh, fuck me.
Fulham, Burnley, Leicester, Rotherham.
What? They put a championship one in
because it's flying.
Just to let you know, that's going to be a hammering.
Yeah. Mm. So that actually might be a difficult score to
beat. Rotherham stink.
And then Liverpool, Arsenal. As the final one.
What day is that?
That is, they're all Saturday.
Oh, like, they're all Saturday. Get in.
Oh, Christmas Eve is Sunday.
Yeah, Christmas Eve is Sunday. Saturday's the only Premier League game on Christmas Eve is Chelsea Wolves. Yeah.
I'm actually going to be able to watch some games this year. It's Christmas.
Good for you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, so what do you think is the easiest game to predict there?
Leicester, Rotherham.
Really? Well, Rotherham gave Plymouth a good game.
Yeah, but then they fell apart like they always do, and Leicester will batter them.
Yeah, that's Leicester.
A different level, man.
You're not confident about Forest?
Bournemouth will be Forest.
I have to, I think they will. Obviously, I'll back Forest. I would go Forest, every game's for nervous for us right now. Although we played against Spurs, but...
I think the easiest game to predict is Luton, man.
Who have they got?
Newcastle.
Where at?
Away. Luton.
Luton might beat them, yeah.
Judging off your away record, mate, that's the easiest game to predict.
I wouldn't be here. We won't be here.
We won't be here. We're home for Christmas.
If we lost Pants Bowden, going down to Kenilworth, we should go down to Kenilworth Road, follow your team.
I'd love to.
It's actually closer than going to a home game. Way closer than going to a home game.
You're only down the road, why don't you go?
Yeah.
If you can sort me a ticket somehow, I'd love to go.
Why would I sort you a ticket?
I can't get a ticket, mate. They're going away like hotcakes.
If you put on your Twitter, can someone sort me a spare? You'd be able to get a ticket.
Mate, that's a whole different thing. I'll hold away tickets. Things fucked. They've ruined it.
Oh, poor Newcastle. But either way, guys.
Cry more.
I think it's going to be a high scoring set of fixtures this weekend. But remember, it's a free shot of £1 million. You may as well get involved. Follow the link in the description to sign up now.
Go bad yourself.
Moving on to something which I'm very excited for, because obviously Arsenal Football Club have been linked extensively with this man.
Oh.
He's back in football, or at least will be in January. It's Ivan Toney!
What date is he back?
I don't actually know.
And how does that work? He just slots back in?
Is it 1st of January that he's officially allowed to play?
I'm going to go to 6th. I think it's the 6th.
Oh, okay. Maybe it is.
17th of January.
Oh, 17th. Okay. Right, well, obviously there's a lot of interest in him already. There has been for the entire point that he's been banned. Arsenal linked most heavily. Which team should go for him beyond Arsenal?
I feel like
Chelsea.
Not Man United.
Not Nicholas Jackson after scoring 7 goals already in the Prem.
Chelsea.
Nicholas Jackson?
Chelsea are going to, but yeah.
I think Tony, that's
Chelsea,
fair, isn't it?
Spurs.
Their whole
Spurs
team is fair on paper.
Yeah.
Spurs, Arsenal and Chelsea should.
I think it's clear. He does want to stay in London.
Okay.
But he is a Liverpool fan.
Is he?
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Have you ever seen his podcast with the Diary CEO?
No.
Says it, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He says, I really like Arsenal, but I'm a Liverpool fan.
I'd love him to go to Spurs.
Yeah, he just won't though. That's the thing.
Mate, I don't know. Spurs have got dough.
Yeah, no, but he just like...
It's not Chelsea Dow though, either.
He's exactly what Arsenal need.
Yeah, he's literally...
He's
one of the most impressive footballers I've watched live. That isn't on the level of like, you know, Carl Messi, Wilson. Ronaldo, blah, blah, blah. He's so Harry Kane-esque, it's actually...
Whoever signs him there, you can't expect him to start firing straight away. I think you sign him kind of like right off this year and then bring him...
Would you trade a 1 year for him?
Well, he's not even fit, mate. So, at the moment, of course I would. I love a 1 year.
Chris Wood, of course. Remember when you bought him?
I love Chris Wood, man. Yeah, what a guy.
He's a good guy, but you know,
he's a big.
He's just a bit
idiot,
shit, isn't he?
He's the biggest, stiffest idiot of them all.
Chris Wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christ.
Definitely.
He's our stiff idiot, mate.
Do you reckon there is a chance that Tony's rusty? Obviously, I said that. Well, he's never going to be, but.
Rusty, yeah, of course. Like, of course. But it depends how long that goes for, you know?
Yeah,
like,
and he gets a brace in his first game. Does he?
Yeah, yeah. You could, yeah. It's going to take him a few weeks to be match fit because you can't just... You can't be match fit training.
Yeah, playing, yeah.
Does he ever play for Brentford again? Like, does he get a transfer before the 17th?
I don't think he'll leave in Jan.
It might go...
I think the same.
What?
Brentford going to want an extortionate price.
That's what I'm saying. But Brentford are a club that has, like, the money ball... Yeah, system, right.
If that's the case, then
Tony's the only person as an exception to the rule because they've already asked for more than how much he's officially worth.
Well, yeah. Therefore, then Chelsea, I reckon. If he's going to go in January, he'll go Chelsea just because I don't think the other clubs are going to play ball on that level.
You just need to break the bank for once, man. Use like not like spend what? All the like you spend money, but you use a very reasonable.
Just dropped £100 million on a midfielder.
Yeah, no, use a very reasonable. Like Declan Rice is worth it. You haven't done
you only now you're saying that. You didn't say that at the time.
No, I did. I supported you for backing out of the Mudryk deal because it was ridiculous money. Like but I think just get him, man, and win the league. Just spend whatever you want.
I've not that one
just
down.
Just spend the fucking money. You have it.
Get him and win the league.
Yeah, just I'm buy
holding
him
you,
and win
I'm
the league.
You to Mate, that. You know what, I'm holding you to that because if Tony does sign...
You win the league with him.
If Tony does sign and then somehow we don't win and you go, I fucking knew you'd bottle it, man. Even signing Ivan Tony, I knew you'd...
Yeah, but then he's covered all bases.
Yeah, he's got everything. You've got everything,
it again. Now he's covered all bases because it's, oh, well, if you bottle it, I knew you'd bottle it. But if you win it, I told you you'd win it. Yeah. Win it with Tony.
The only two I've said since the start of the season...
So he's actually got no position at all.
I'm just playing roulette, man. You put a few chips everywhere.
Douglas Luiz... And Ivan Tony, and we win the Prem in January. But I don't think Douglas Luiz would be too expensive.
Yeah, that's what. Then. But Chelsea could do with him as well, right? Spurs could do with him. Arsenal could do with him. So it's like, mate, he's a hot product.
And he's probably right. going to stay. Villa on a title shot.
He's going to go. He's going to go to Spurs, and Spurs are going to win the league.
Tony.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm glad we got that one.
Yeah,
out
that's
way.
Good.
Richarlison's firing though. So
he is firing. Yeah. Another goal. Of, yeah. Thanks to you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. No worries, mate. No worries.
I don't like him.
Who?
Richarlison.
Just don't like
him. What's he done to you?
Because he's ex-Everton and you hate that club.
Does me tits in.
You do hate Everton, don't you?
Yeah, you actually
I'm not the biggest
Everton.
Fan of them.
Is it because they're bigger club than you and you can't
Let me put
it,
I actually hate most teams, if I'm honest. Like,
that's true.
Yeah.
Why? Why have you got beaten by me?
Villa.
You're not near anyone.
I just don't like him.
You might as well be on your own island.
Who? Luke. Oh yeah, huh? Yeah, definitely.
You just wake up mad, don't you?
Yeah,
but I'm excited for January. Angry at the world. I think January is going to be an absolutely massive.
You need to ask
Breezy
for some more time off.
But the January window is coming.
Well, yeah, in January.
That's what I just said. Yeah, how's it? I said January. I said January is going to be an absolutely massive transfer window. One thing I did want to discuss is one player or position. That each team needs in the Premier League to sign.
Well, everyone needs a striker, mate. Isn't
I mean, that's always important. Yeah,
a lack of strikers
important.
These days.
There's like, definitely some teams that probably don't need a striker.
I have cooked some amazing transfers.
I'm glad that you've actually
Wait,
put
have
some
you
time
gone
into the
actual
show
people or just
I've
position?
Got some actual people.
I've got both. I've got a bit of both.
Oh, I just meant position, what they need.
I've got a bit of
I could think of players.
Put a bit of comedy in mine as well.
Should we go from bottom of the league up?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure. Sheffield United, I put sign 2018 Billy Sharp.
I've said sign 45 players.
That's also, yeah, I mean, pretty accurate.
No, they need a centre-back or and/or a striker.
I agree with
that. But it's like Randy said, every club could do with a number nine. Mm. Realistically.
Well, I think said last week, every club wants a 20-goal a season striker.
Yeah,
every,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't fucking grow on trees, lads.
Other than Villa, really. I mean, they're on the way to getting one.
Mm. Shut up.
What about Manchester City? They're all right with a 20-goal season striker.
Yeah, I don't mind City, but fuck Villa.
Oh, okay.
And everything they stand
right, go
for.
Then. If you've done so much time, spent so much time and effort, who's Sheffield United?
They
you
need
got?
A striker. They need someone who's
Oh
scoring.
My fucking God, right. Well, glad we've said that one.
Adam that Armstrong. It?
Adam Armstrong.
He's scoring goals in the championship. He's in within reach. It's a step up for him.
How did he do in the Prem?
Wait, you think...
Yes, but like, it's Sheffield United. They need a striker. They're not going to sign bloody Ivan Tony,
are they?
Maybe they will. Maybe they will.
And you've said a man that failed at Southampton in the Premier
it's
League.
Sheffield United.
Is gonna...
So you think in a worse team, he's going to score goals?
I actually think you could sign 2023 Billy Sharp and he'd do better.
No, this is the thing as well. They have to sign for what most likely is going to be the championship. It's like when we were going down, you signed Daryl Murphy to come in and
or
try
Chris,
and get you back
or you,
up.
Or you nab Chris Wood off yeah. your
but Daryl Murphy. They need to realistically sign players who can maybe do in the Prem, probably not, but can get them back up as soon as they go down because they're pretty fucked. That's what they should
right.
do.
Right. Thanks for that.
So basically, what you've done, you've seen the bottom of the league and thought, they can't sign a Prem striker, so I'll go in the Championship. I'll look at the Championship top scorers, and you just picked Adam Armstrong.
I like Adam Armstrong.
I'm looking forward to the Burnley and Luton chats when he says the exact same player.
Left?
No, he's not.
He's trying to double bluff me.
Straight back to you. Burnley, if you say Adam Armstrong again, I know that you've put zero effort into this.
Right. A loan deal for Oxlade-Chamberlain. Get some Premier League experience in the team. He's over in Besiktas. Get some experience in. This is like
I don't mind that, but they need a striker. Jay Rodriguez is still starting.
He got his first red card in his career the other day, didn't he?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he got his first red card.
Burnley need a striker, mate. Jay Rodriguez is starting up front for them. Still. He was washed 4 years ago.
Yeah. No, but who are you going to get?
I put, for mine anyway, I put someone over the age of 22.
Oxlade-Chamberlain is not a bad shot, but then if he'd go... He's playing in Europe.
His family's in London and that, you know. It's,
how do you know?
Because he played at Arsenal all his life.
Sorry, Oxlade-Chamberlain.
He was in Liverpool for Arsenal.
Yeah, no, but like he grew up in London, didn't he?
Grew up in Southampton.
Oxlade-Chamberlain's.
It's all the same area, man.
Oxlade-Chamberlain's family are in London, so he should move to Burnley.
I thought I was on about Lewin.
Oh, you are fucking.
Well, I'm glad he's got his family sorted.
It's closer than Turkey, though.
Right. Okay.
It's only a train.
Do you know who they could? Well, I know that.
Mental.
He wouldn't leave, but someone needs to go and sign Dewsbury Hall.
Yeah, but I mean, Leicester are coming up
he's
anyway,
so good.
Might as well just,
yeah.
Might as well stick to the club.
Hang out,
They're like a mid-table.
But no, you go in who? I'm sure if they've got decent scouts, they could go into Europe and find... You can find peaches of strikers.
Well, the problem is with Burnley, they've bought a lot of incredible up-and-coming young talent.
Like,
it's just too inexperienced.
No one would have known who the fuck a one he was.
Exactly.
What a player, man. Yeah, look what you've got.
Luton Injured. Town.
They need a centre half now with Lockyer.
I'd say we'd fit more at Luton, by the way. They're like a feeder club right now. Has-beens.
That's,
you know?
And with
exactly,
Barker, him and Barker in midfield.
That would be nice. Like,
I said a centre back for that exact reason.
And that is technically London. So there you go.
Lockyer is going to be retiring, right?
Yeah, shit. And also, they're just so bad at the back. When we watched them against you, like every attack, you were like, Jesus.
That's Arsenal, mate. That's what they are.
That's what we do to teams.
You're just so good, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Go on then.
Kasper Schmeichel.
Fucking
hell. He wants a goalie.
He wants to come back.
Kaminsky's one of the best players in the league, man. He's one of the best keepers in the league.
Honestly, I was struggling and I just thought, I seen a thing that Schmeichel was saying he might come back to Leicester. He wants to come back to England. So Kasper Schmeichel,
he wants
him
to come
in.
Back
Premier
to
League
Leicester.
Winner.
Premier
wants
League. Wants to come back to Leicester. Hey, so you've got
even if he
send
doesn't,
him Luton Town.
Even if he doesn't start, having a Premier League winner in the dressing room, more of it in the team, it fits into their whole thing of gathering experience.
That's
right.
The
players.
Actual current Leicester number one is the Danish second keeper as well, right?
There you are. Friendship,
Mike.
Friendship.
Friendship.
What are you on about?
Yeah, you've had a mare. First three so far, shit.
I think it's hard to pick that, I would say, because who cares?
Definitely a centre back.
Yeah, but you said Oxlade-Chamberlain, so he can be with his family in London.
I tell you, you should play for Luton. Johnny Evans.
Yeah.
Not bad, actually. Yeah.
Johnny Evans, mate.
Starting a
Sell him
United.
From the list earlier and send him over to Luton.
There you go.
Yeah, good shout, man. Forrest.
We need an act of God, mate.
Yeah, can you buy that, though?
I don't know who we need.
I put number nine.
I did put Jesus in that.
Awoni.
Like, Chris Wood is not that
good. No, I agree.
I said a centre-half/centre-mid/striker.
The entire spine.
I think they need
an improvement on the spine.
We do.
They need a centre-half.
Wingers are fine with that.
If you currently got it, it's Murillo.
Murillo's fucking unbelievable, by the way.
Bolly's past it,
man. Yeah, it's true, actually. Murillo's class though.
Yeah,
Murillo.
Yeah,
I can't believe how good he is.
And a centre, I'd get.
he's probably nothing.
I'd get another centre mid. Oh, another goalie.
No, mine's genius, right? You bring back Jesse Lingard.
Fuck off.
He's a free agent. You bring back Jesse Lingard. We don't need that kind of player though. We've got so many.
That's mental. Where does he play? He didn't even play when he was playing last time.
And he's going to want 120 grand a week.
Yeah.
Nah, he might have lowered his stock now because
there's
he's
a reason they didn't sign him again.
Jesse Lingard, man.
Yeah, okay, he would have just stayed, right? If you wanted him.
So that's zero out of four.
So you're 0-4 at the moment, but you put a lot of time and effort
Ross
this,
Barkley.
Right?
Ross Barkley. Oxlade's good.
We'll move up to Everton. I put buy a better lawyer. there you go, guys.
Well, I actually took this
Spend
list.
Some money on Arteta's lawyer.
Well,
that's
I
what
actually
you need.
Took this list seriously, so I put a pacey winger and striker.
I actually did put a winger,
striker depth.
Dwight McNeil and Jack Harrison, they're not necessarily too quick. So I did.
They need pace out wide. And Calvert-Lewin, you just can't trust him to stay fit. I'd get.
Beautiful, Beto, beautiful man,
I
though.
Beto, I think Beto's all right, though. He's not a better version, but he's...
A Beto version. Sorry, I thought you said better.
Yeah. I did as well.
Yeah. Yeah, go on then.
I agree with a striker depth. That's why you bring back Hossolu.
What, you think he's going to go from Real Madrid to Everton?
They have to sign someone that to replace him.
That's the worst of the five.
The man who's playing for Madrid.
You think the bloke that's going to score, that's currently scoring braces in the Champions League,
nah, he's shit, like,
is going to go from Real Madrid, the biggest club in world football,
he was having to
play number nine behind Calvert-Lewin?
He was having to apologise to the fans the other day. Real Madrid are going to bring in a striker and he's never going to see football again, surely.
Right.
Bring Hossolu.
Okay,
who are Real Madrid getting in January as a striker then? Who are they actually? Seeing as you know the
Tony, mate.
Transfer.
Tony, I know.
Fucking hell, could you?
Martinez.
Lautaro?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout, I'll give you that.
They're not going to, though.
No, they're not going to, but it's the best suggestion of his six so
you're
far.
You're a fucking, there's something wrong with you. Palace,
I put a number six. They look lost without.
So, and a right back.
And a right, but yeah, Wan-Bissaka.
Wan-Bissaka, mate. There you go.
That's my whole point.
Nice.
I doubt United would, but that kind of makes sense. But yeah, they do need a centre mid. Definitely need a centre mid.
Bournemouth.
No. We see what Dumbo says.
Nketiah.
Who?
Nketiah.
Oh, right. Yeah, the man who Arsenal use quite regularly is back up. Yeah.
We all agree Nketiah shouldn't be. You're going to sign Tony. Then you have Gabriel Jesus. He's not going to be getting the game time. He's going to have to. We've all spoken about him.
You're
playing
40 chess here, aren't you?
Yeah.
You've
you have to think about
it.
How it's going to work, yeah. Man.
So it's like when the Bale domino finally fell, and then you.
You have to think how it's going to happen.
Okay, Nketiah right.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, also Nketiah. Mbappe and Nketiah.
Literally, that's how it's spelt. Like.
Bournemouth. Actually, I struggle with this one.
They need a fullback, either side.
Oh, shit, I missed them off the list.
Okakis is pretty good. Max Aarons. He's not fit enough, though, is he?
Yeah, he doesn't stand fit. I preferably a right back, but yeah, I think they're right, Bournemouth. I think they're a good side.
That's quite the U turn.
I left them off the list, but if they need a right back, give them Kraft.
I don't think they want
he's
someone.
Not better than Max.
I don't think they want someone shit.
Bit of depth.
Trippier could go.
How could he?
Yeah, because he's fucking finished. Have you seen him lately?
Let's not be silly now, Thomas.
Who do you reckon?
Fuck knows.
I've gone Wolves. Ruben Neves. Get him back.
They don't need a centre mid. They need a striker.
Well, they do. Yeah, well, I mean. They could do with a couple, actually.
Mm. They don't need centre mid, though. They've got depth there as well. They're fine. That's a stupid call.
Mine was more of a joke, but...
Oh, ha-ha. I thought this was a serious list on a serious podcast.
Sorry, but you're not going to get that here.
I rushed mine. I didn't really know anyone. So
sorry,
I
was, you said you spent a lot
rushed
of time
this, on the others. I have Wolves and Brentford. I was like, I don't know.
Come on, man.
Bring back Traore.
Just bring him back.
You just bring him back.
You can't be just saying everyone that's been gotten rid of, just have him back.
Get him back in, man. She was good.
Oh, Christ almighty, mate. Traore would have been a better shout for Everton.
Yes.
Not Wolves.
Nketiah to Everton.
Nketiah to Everton.
Yeah.
Nketiah for all of us.
Just sit on the bench.
Yeah, a bit of depth.
Nketiah for Wolves. Eh? He said that was the same as Palace.
Could do.
Yep. Why not? Brentford, definitely a number nine if Tony goes.
Wasn't Nketiah linked with Wolves before? I swear he was. Or did someone else from Arsenal?
I don't think so. I don't ever remember that being the case.
I'd take Nketiah at Forest, mate. If he's going, apparently
he's going. Oh, right. Well, that was a couple of teams ago, but you can...
Well, on the topic of Nketiah.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah. Definitely number nine for Brentford.
Brentford, yeah, striker.
I couldn't think of one, mainly.
What a great amount of time
Chris
spent
Wood.
On this list.
Those are the two teams.
We'll trade Chris Wood for Tony, by the way. Straight
Chris
swap.
Wood for Tony.
Oh, he's one. How about this? Danny Ings.
Oh, I can't... But he doesn't... No, mate.
West Ham need to sell him. He's on like 100 grand wages.
Yeah, but he's not fit enough to play football.
And that's what Brentford tend to do, like with their whole money ball situation. Go and sign has been strikers for 100 grand a week.
No, has been. He's playing in the Prem.
He's past it, mate.
When's the last time
he
played?
I'm trying to help them, you know. I'm not saying this is the answer. I'm just
you're
trying to
fuck
give
up their
solutions.
Whole system.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to liquidate Brentford as a club. Yeah. Just from Danny Ings.
He'd be saying fucking Michael Owen next.
Right, anyway, Fulham.
A 10 slash striker.
I put Mitrovic. Get him back.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, yeah. Bring him back.
That's the only getting back one that's actually relevant.
Yeah,
though.
Louis Saha.
Not any of these.
Just get him on back.
Drewsby Hall.
Drewsbury Hall, yeah. All right, Gabby O'Connor.
Drewsbury Hall.
Yeah.
Get him in, man.
Yo, you do know it's not Drewsbury Hall.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? That's the best one you've said so far. Because it actually makes sense.
Yeah, man. He doesn't know. He ain't going to leave Leicester.
No, he's not going to leave Leicester, but in terms of suggestions.
He can attempt it.
No, because he's going to win the championship with him, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
he's in a bigger club.
When Leicester come back up and leapfrog Fulham,
he likes cheese, man.
What?
He likes cheese.
Yeah, he likes money.
Cheese.
Yeah, he doesn't get paid.
Oh, I see.
But that is fair. That is fair. You can get a big move to Fulham, get the money for it, and then renegotiate.
But Fulham are an attractive club with like, where they're based and they've got. But Leicester will match.
And also, he's a Leicester lad.
It's not out the realm. They could go for it. You know,
that will never happen ever. Ever.
And also, if not, Harry Winks are like the two best players of the club at the moment.
If not, then go to Leeds. Who's that winger who they got? Daniel James.
Dan James at Fulham.
Dan James, yeah.
Surely they have enough wingers. They've got like wingers. They have like.
Yeah, but Willian's always like doffing about on the bench for some reason, like getting knocks and that.
You're so clued up.
Also, he's a trail right there.
Yeah, he is.
No, but he's going to Wolves.
They have to replace Traore. This is a deep situation, man.
Chelsea, goalkeeper.
Striker.
I'll put no one, please.
Fucking sick of it.
They need a striker.
You know, yeah, they should be banned, actually. They should be like, too many. Just chill for a bit, you know.
Just calm yourself down.
They vetoed the...
They did. Now they've done it, though.
What's the thing that it was like?
The 5 year.
Yeah.
But still 5 years. The 5 years are still enough to like consolidate, right?
And they've already done it all now.
That's what I mean. They've like cashed in and go, hey,
no one else can do it. Yeah.
We can, but not you.
Brighton.
A left back or a 10.
Left back? I've gone right back.
Oh shit. Now they've got a Stupinan.
Yeah, Stupinan's very good. He's just very injured. I went right back. I think their depth at right back.
If he's not in my FPL team, he's no good.
They've got Gross playing there, Veltman for the most part.
Yeah, what a player though.
Gross,
mate.
Yeah.
I think a 10, like Lallana, come on, they can do better than
bring in Conor Gallagher.
Well, they got Anthony on loan for that, and then he just got injured.
But they're playing wide as well, don't they?
It makes no sense how they play. Like everyone just
I'd like to see him go and get a 10. I don't know who. I don't have the answers for that. I know they've got that Buonanotte as well.
João Pedro sometimes plays as well, right?
But he's been cooking up front, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Bring in Conor Gallagher, man. Chelsea might be selling him. Poch doesn't want to, but like,
I honestly,
I've seen this, and also prior, Poch has gone, oh, he's so essential. The guy works his absolute socks off. He's integral to how Chelsea can go forward. And then he's gone, in January, selling him.
Right back's a good shout for Brighton. I struggled with Brighton because they are pretty good everywhere, but my sentiment's not a bad shout.
Gilmore and Gross are pretty stuck.
Brighton aren't going to go and spend 30, 40 million on Gallagher.
They could, you know.
They won't. They could. Yeah, they could. I could sub my cock in a car, but I'm not going to.
Why?
They're not going to spend 40. Brighton don't do that. When's the last time they spent big money?
Yeah, I think they would do it if the time called for it.
Also, do you remember when Ansu Fati was one of the best signings in recent Premier League history?
Hey, he's done a good job.
But on the stream yesterday, he said everything he says becomes right.
That's true.
Yeah, it does in the end.
Because he forgets all the horrors he has.
Because what's happened is signing Ansu Fati has opened the door for them to buy Conor Gallagher.
It's elevated their
status so much that they can buy Conor Gallagher from Chelsea.
You are mentally unwell.
When he's had a spell at Palace prior to that. Solid. West Ham, obviously, striker. Number 9. Yeah, definitely.
Here we go. Hang on, mate. Come again.
You aren't going to
Paolo Di Canio.
Yeah. No, mate. You want a powerful, quick striker who has done it in the Premier League before and is currently performing.
Yep. Bring back. Who's the same?
Marlon Harewood. Step
great
up.
Player, by the way.
No, you bring in Lacazette, right?
Really good. That's really good.
Nah, you're bringing Lacazette.
You said fast.
You quick, powerful striker.
I could see it actually at West Ham though.
He screams
West Ham. He just screams West Ham.
He's scoring over there, but they're playing shit. They keep losing games. Just fuck them off and come over.
Seriously though, do you think West Ham...
He's gone too far, this joke, guys.
Do you think West Ham have the kind of pull to secure the fifth best striker in the world? I don't think West Ham are on that level, if I'm honest.
Yeah, look, he's fallen off. He's probably more around like the 8th region. But, hey. But Lacazette at West Ham, you can see that, man.
Yeah, definitely.
You're a strange type of human.
That's not a crazy shout.
Yes, it is.
I can't wait for that to happen.
Me neither, mate. Me neither, because it's not going to. Manchester United, director of football.
A right winger, Pedro Neto.
Yeah, true, actually.
De Gea.
I can't.
Bring it back.
No, do you know what annoys me? Is prior to this, you said you really spent a lot of time on this segment. And do you know what, Lewis? All this is showing me is you're taking the piss out of this.
Yeah. I haven't.
You've just Googled previous transfers that they've sold.
Bring it back. I don't think you've started any segment so far, any club, without saying, bring back.
Sound like a fucking UKIP supporter.
Bring back De Gea, man.
Get him back.
Get some competition for the first place.
Shocking. Well, hopefully you've got a serious answer for this one, because it is actually your club. Mm. It's Newcastle, and I've said a better doctor. Buy an actual doctor that he can do real medical work on the players.
That'd be good.
A goalie, Ramsdale.
I had a lot of names, like maybe centre mid, but nah, Ramsdale.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want Ramsdale. I was thinking like, you know, Calvin Phillips or something maybe, but nah.
He's in talking Calvin Juve.
We can't go the rest of the season with Dubravka in goal and Karius back up.
He's going Juve.
I thought you were going to say bring back Tonali, but
Howard loves that.
Yeah, they can't get him out of the bookies.
Oh, poor guy. Spurs. I'll put centre back, mate.
No,
really.
Striker/winger. Mm. Depends if you're going to move Son inside or if you're going to keep.
Well,
Son.
Yeah, I don't. That's why I didn't put striker, because they're playing Son at nine, right?
No, he's been playing left wing.
Also, if Richarlison actually keeps up the form, he's just, you know, that's ideal. But
yeah,
will he?
I think I've cooked here.
There we go.
Real Sociedad's finest. Alexander Soloff as a striker. Bring him in.
It's not a bad shot.
That's actually
it's
the
a Tottenham
signing. Do you know what?
That's your best shot.
That's the best suggestion so far.
Thank you.
That's
I was proud best. Of that one.
But how do you know he exists?
Stand off with all the team.
He's what?
So I knew him from all the team way back, but he's a good player.
Okay.
They're doing well though, so Sociedad. I don't know if that might cost a lot.
It's an in-reach striker, because realistically,
Lautaro
Martinez is going bigger somewhere else.
Villa?
Lautaro Martinez is going bigger?
Yeah, and Spurs. He's eyeing up like
it. Oh, wait.
He's going Real Madrid.
You think Martinez is the one that should be linked with Spurs?
No, he was.
He's less of a Spurs striker as well. Conte, I can't picture that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was Conte ball that was going to bring him.
I'm not
Spurs.
Sure that's Andy's type of player.
I don't think he's their profile now.
Mm.
Surely not. Not under Mike.
Oh, mate.
Man City.
No, it's Villa. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, sorry.
City. Sorry, someone not read the Premier League table, bro.
I've got City next. All right,
fair enough. Sorry.
I just didn't read it properly because
Kevin De Bruyne.
Is he actually, how close is he coming back? Or is he just not going to?
No. He's got like a new hairstyle on that, hasn't he?
Really?
I don't know.
If he comes back,
they need that man so much.
They do.
But also at the same point, I don't want him to return.
I've put a midfielder.
Who?
City.
No, I meant which midfielder? He's been giving names.
Names and you've just been shouting at me for mine.
All right, sorry. Joey Barton, bring him back.
I've got one for you.
Bring back Fabian Delph.
Kimmich. Having contract issues. Bring him in.
Fucking hell, really?
Yeah, but he's not going to play over Rodri.
Just fucking bring him in, man.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, fair enough.
Great chat, yeah.
Do you know? I mean,
it's not bad.
Kimmich is
not bad. Not bad.
A midfielder, like more of an attack. I'd honestly, in terms of bringing back Sané,
yes. Oh, he's Man City to a T.
That would be a good bringing back.
I don't know. But like, he's basically Doku, right? But you just play him on the right now because that's where.
But he's been playing the 10 as well.
That's what I'm saying. He's versatile.
Villa forward.
Yeah, I put left winger.
Just a forward.
Yeah,
João Paulinho.
For Villa?
Yeah, but let's get some depth in this team. Let's get some sauce.
Kamara, McGinn, Douglas Luiz, Tielemans. How many more centre mids do you want at that club?
One more.
What? João Paulinho is the... Yeah. All right,
so who are you dropping?
So you got midfield three. Who's making it? Who's the three?
That's a tricky one, mate.
Oh, yeah, it is a tricky one. You just
Boys Paulinho going to move to fucking Birmingham from West London to sit on the bench?
Yeah.
They're going to have European football next year.
They've got it this year.
Oh shit, yeah. I just honestly, he needs to go somewhere, doesn't he, really?
Podcast, he's a mess.
I think I've had some good names here. At least I put a name forward.
You've had
you
one.
Don't have the cojones to even say a name.
That's one.
No, because you're just putting Bob Basic names. There's probably some unknown players in Europe who are cooking that we don't know.
I genuinely can't believe it. That you've spent so much time on this and this is what you've come up with.
Right. Liverpool, they need a six, don't they?
Mm. Well, surely Fulham then need a CDM based off how you've been.
Paulinho would be a good shout for Liverpool.
Yeah, he would, actually.
Mm. Oh, right, sorry. No, who should I have?
Barella. No.
They need a left back. Robertson having some troubles.
No way.
You go get Digne.
They need a number six way more than they need.
What?
Left back.
Sorry.
You go out there and you get Digne,
who used to play for Everton.
What?
Mm. Luca Digne, right.
He has no fucking loyalty to them, man.
But he's not good enough to play for Liverpool.
Sometimes I question why people listen to this show.
I don't question.
I have zero input to this segment either. I've got
which
you know,
more of a contribution than what.
We honestly deserve all the shit we get.
Obviously it's number six, Lewis. Obviously it's a number six. They've got Endo as their only natural number six in that team.
They have,
and
two
the guy's like 34
years old. And you said get Digne in for depth.
And Rob's coming back.
Robertson's out, man. Rob,
yeah, he'll be back. Simicast's a good little.
He broke his leg or something, didn't he?
What? What? He's a Liverpool correspondent now as well. Yeah, they need. McAllister is not a six.
Mate, I'm just trying to put our ideas into the world.
You're a weird guy.
You, right, you can't sit there and criticise when you don't have the balls to say your own
name. I said Paulinho.
Name a number six.
No, you could say that in hindsight.
Name a number six in world football that Liverpool.
I put his name out there originally.
Oh, sorry.
I tell you who is a number six in world football that Liverpool can sign. You've mentioned already.
Kimmich.
Correct. Which would work way better at Liverpool than
would they do that? Yeah, they do that.
He's City's number one target this window.
You're a weird man.
That's not weird. It's truth. You are just
this
weird.
This should be the easiest one of the lot, given everything that we've said so far.
Yeah.
Arsenal Football Club.
Mitrovic. I'm joking. Yeah. Ivan Toney.
Toney, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's the most obvious ever, yeah.
Or Brandon Thomas Asante.
No. He scored a good goal on the weekend with technique.
He did, indeed.
And the commentators were like, well, he's only had two touches so far and his third one's a goal.
Fuck me, he's useless.
Right, well, that was so much fun. We're going to do something related to both Arsenal and Liverpool now. We're going to do a combined Arsenal-Liverpool 11 because the biggest fixture before Christmas, obviously, is the title race.
Yeah, you should win that.
Is this right now or is this all time?
No.
Right now.
Oh, all time?
Right now.
Are you stupid?
It's
right now. You have to redo it quickly. Have you done a team? I'm guessing not.
I've thought about it.
No.
Why not specify?
I only specify if it is all time. I never specify if it's not all time.
Yeah, mate, I was so proud of mine.
Yeah, to be fair, it's pretty obvious it's not all time, so you're an idiot.
All right, well, I'm doing it now.
You can judge who's the best.
You go first, then.
You can do your own as well, but also you can be the impartial judge of all three. Okay, I've gone with Alisson.
Are we doing injuries as well or not?
It's just the best combined team.
Okay, cool.
Alisson in goal, Trent right back, Van Dijk, Saliba, Robertson.
Well, it's looking very similar so far.
Declan Rice, McAllister, Ødegaard, Salah, Jesus, Martinelli.
Oh, mine would be ever so slightly different.
Mm.
I would have Szoboszlai instead of McAllister.
No way.
Why is that? What?
McAllister's better in that deeper role than Szoboszlai.
Yeah, but then you've got Rice in the six, you've got two eights, right and left.
No, you got Ødegaard in the 10.
Yeah, but that...
You're further forward, don't you?
Yeah, and Szoboszlai's the outright eight.
I think Szoboszlai's a bit overrated.
What?
Yeah, I think McAllister's better.
Oh, mate, I disagree.
You watched him yesterday, he gave the ball away about 40 times.
Yeah, he did get... Well, McAllister didn't have a chance to.
Leave him alone.
I do like McAllister, but I don't know. I think Szoboszlai just edges it a little bit. So my team, are you making notes?
No, I'm just looking at the best squad right now. Okay. Thinking.
My team, do I prefer Diaz or Martinelli?
I just think Martinelli's more, I think Diaz may have more to his game, but Martinelli just does it.
Martinelli.
Just perform.
Sure, I feel like I've underrated also, for so long.
Also, yeah. Martinelli this year, I know he's not been on the score sheet or like, you know, assisting well, much, though. But his work rate is unbelievable. That's one of the reasons why we're so good defensively at the moment.
Yeah.
Him and Saka just, oh my God.
A bit of flair as well, which no one's got these days.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, pace, he can hurt
people. Diaz has that same flair. He doesn't look as good doing it.
Lucho Diaz.
Yeah, I remember, man.
What's yours?
Mine would be Alisson, Trent, Saliba, Van Dijk, Robertson. So no change from Tom's. Rice, Szoboszlai, and Ødegaard. And then a front three of Salah, Jesus, and also Martinelli.
Wow. McAllister's better than Tabasalai. He'd be more balanced as well with McAllister and Odegaard. Mm. That'd be a nice midfield with Rice. And that would
we'll
be,
agree to disagree there, Thomas.
That'd be an interesting threesome. What would you say, Lewis?
I've actually fucking cooked.
Okay.
Like, this is a tactical masterpiece, right?
Masterpiece.
I was thinking all time, by the way, when I was on the way here.
Me too.
I was going, Henri.
I've done my all time.
Yeah.
We can talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, we'll do afterwards. All right. Well.
Yeah, we can do an all time one. I can do it off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'll do it, yeah.
But I've went 3-4-3.
No, you're wrong.
But no, wait until you see how it works.
No, already you're wrong. I don't think either of those teams have ever played that.
Now watch. So we have.
It doesn't count.
We have Alisson in goal. Saliba, Van Dijk, Gabriel.
No, you're just picking. You're just picking good players.
No, watch. Then we have Trent, but he's going to cover the right side, and we'll have Havertz in the middle as well, who cover the left side. Like he has left back.
No, for Germany.
No. And then you have Rice, Odegaard. Rice holding it. Odegaard pushing forward. Salah, Nunes, Martinelli.
You've put
what
Havertz
also
in the
sorry.
That team would do worse than both
even,
of what
I'm not even going to entertain anything you just said because you think Darwin Nunes is better than Gabriel Jesus.
Nah, he's just there because I like him. You've got
Nunes and Havertz in your team. Yeah.
Havertz is cooking at the moment, and he can play that left back.
Absolutely, I completely agree he's cooking, but you think he's better than
is he cooking?
You think he's better than Szoboszlai, McAllister?
They can't cover the left back.
Is he cooking?
What?
He's doing better than he was doing.
I'm
going
to use Trent and Havertz to cover the left and right channels because we have three in the back, so we can they, and when yeah, they're defending, they can convert
you
into...
You realise how football works, right? Because you have three at the back, the left and right sided centre-backs cover those channels.
No, not on my team.
Right, mate, okay, get on FM, build that team, see what happens.
Mate, Havertz.
I think as a team, that's actually very good.
Havertz.
No, you're playing the ultimate team, man. It doesn't count.
Also, what is this? Havertz isn't cooking.
He's doing better than shit. Did
you see his goal yesterday?
Yeah, it took it under the keeper.
He meant to chip him.
Oh, give him some credit, man.
He tried to chip him.
No way. You're disrespecting my boy.
You think he purposely went in between his arm and his leg?
Yeah. What a player.
He fucking shit he is.
Bearing in mind also Chelsea drew Porto in the round of 16 when they won the Champions League, so it's
cool,
destiny.
Cool man,
it's time.
Cool man.
Well, you get the deciding vote, so obviously Lewis's doesn't count.
Whoa. The basis
wait,
being,
so I'm picking between Szoboszlai, right?
Yeah, Szoboszlai and McAllister, whichever one you prefer.
I'll go with you, Reeve.
Thank you, man. Merry Christmas.
Only because you
bitch.
No, I know. Well, I feel like if you got Rice already,
that's why.
And Odegaard is fucking unbelievable. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Should we entertain a combined 11 all time?
If you wish.
I mean, it's quite a quick segment for the current because I mean they basically pick themselves unless you're Lewis Bowden.
Well, a few more minutes in the video, a few more ad rolls.
Absolutely. All time 11, you done one?
I'm just doing one now.
Doing one now. All right, I'll do mine. Have you done one?
No.
Okay, cool.
But I've got vibes.
All right. Yeah, well, all time 11 in goal, Alisson.
Yes.
I don't think there's a better keeper from both teams.
Yeah.
I have gone Trent. I've gone Van Dijk and Sol Campbell.
Okay.
And then Ashley Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Midfield three of Xabi Alonso, Patrick Vieira, and Steven Gerrard.
Mm.
Who? Sorry. Gerrard, Vieira, and who?
Alonso.
Good shout.
And then a front three of Sadio Mane, Thierry Henry, and Mohamed Salah.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to...
Who's your front three?
Say no.
Mane, Henry, Salah.
Ooh.
See, it's hard because like...
He doesn't think Henry can play in a front three and number nine. I already see it in his eyes.
No,
in those blue eyes. I've read them already.
Okay, I've got him on my team.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's hard to accept newer players in these, you know, for me. I can't do it. Like, I'm always going to go back to the older players, even though I agree. Mane and Salah.
Yeah, well, I was debating whether or not Pires should make it ahead of Mane, but I feel like Mane's just...
Do you want to hear my team?
Mane's just an absolute destruction. Yeah.
I have got Alisson, Trent, Van Dijk, Saliba.
Ahead of Sol Campbell?
Yeah.
All-time
Premier
I think Saliba's better than Sol Campbell.
Okay. Could be.
Ashley Cole.
Could be.
Then... I've gone 4-4-2.
I debated this. I did this Man United one.
Salah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Vieira.
Yep.
Gerrard. Pires.
No, I knew that was coming.
Henry Suarez.
I was going to say Suarez, by the way.
If I'd have gone 4-4-2, I would have got Henry and Suarez playing together.
That team would win the league.
A lot of people might say that Bergkamp deserves a shout.
Yeah, but I think Suarez is better than Bergkamp.
But I went 4-3-3, so I couldn't really put Suarez in this ahead of Henry. That's my only decision.
Did you lose Mane?
I would.
What, play Henry out left and then Suarez through the middle?
I would.
No, I don't think so. I think I'd still have Henry through the centre.
But those two together would be unreal, by the way.
Who? Henry and Suarez.
Suarez, yeah. Yeah.
That would fucking cook.
They would cook.
Right, quiz.
Oh, is that
was good. Yeah, that was that.
Oh, you didn't decide, you can't think of an all-time 11 off the top of your head?
It'd be very similar to both of us. Oh, I'm sure. Also, it's from eras where I was probably like 1 year old.
No, but you'd have John Arnorich.
How old are you?
I'm 25. Why'd I have to think about that?
But you definitely have John Arnorich in, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Instead of
Free kicks.
Sure. Even though you were only like one when he used to buy for Liverpool as well. Yeah.
Right, go on then. Quiz time.
Okay, let's do a quiz then, boys.
Lovely.
I've lost where I put the quiz. There it is.
You should enjoy this.
Yeah, I'm good at quizzes, mate.
Can I get a buzzer noises, please?
He's got me an actual buzzer, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whoop.
Coal.
Okay.
Because that's what you're getting in your stocking for Christmas.
Boy, naughty boy.
Loser.
Okay. You naughty boy.
Question number one. Man United are the first team to keep a clean sheet at Anfield since who?
Whoop. Everton.
No.
Okay.
Coal. Mm. Crystal Palace.
No.
Wait.
Mm?
Villa.
No.
I'm just guessing at this point.
It was in January 2023.
Oh.
Oh my God. Forest.
You have to buzz.
Wait. Forest.
No.
Oh. Oh. Wait, that was it. City ground, isn't it? It was
Coal. Brighton.
No.
Whoop.
Hey. This could be anyone else.
Is point. It?
He's bad, we should know.
Newcastle.
No. Next clue is they play in blue.
City. Wait, City.
No.
Whoop. It was Chelsea.
It was Chelsea.
It was Mudrick's against Milner, wasn't it?
Oh, shit, it was, yeah.
And it went, fight, oh my God, he's torn 38-year-old James Milner.
We almost got through the entire Premier League there.
Question number two. Three players have registered three or more assists in a single Premier League game.
That made no sense.
Three players.
You went, who, mate?
Three players have registered three or more assists in a single Premier League game this season. Whoop. Who are they? Whoop.
Lucas Paqueta.
Yeah.
Leandro Trossard. And Salah.
You got one right. There's still two out there.
What, really?
One right.
Paqueta right. Was correct.
Yeah, Cole, Neto.
I swear Trossard was correct too, no?
I think that was last season.
Neto and it's a United player, I'm sure. Because they're on about Pogba getting it. Bruno Fernandes.
No, neither of them.
But Neto weren't?
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah. Deary me.
Mate, surely one of Fulham's players.
Well, you can say it. I don't
know who.
Well, you get two guesses because Tom is wrong on both.
I don't know.
Okay, fair enough.
Clue.
So one did it against Sheffield United, the other did it against Bournemouth.
Trippier's one.
Correct.
And you say the other one did it against Bournemouth?
Yes.
Oh, bloody hell. Erdegaard. No.
Against Bournemouth? Mm? Did Bournemouth get battered by? Cole. Willian?
No.
Fuck knows, mate.
I can't remember Bournemouth getting battered.
I actually realised I've probably watched no football this year. I've got a child.
Okay, the clue is he is a winger. He is a...
Yeah, that'll do. Maybe. I don't know. Keep going if people need it.
He is a winger. He
I'm trying to think.
Is a new signing this season.
Score lines for
Bournemouth.
He plays in blue.
Cole.
That was me.
No, he weren't. That was me. He's Docker.
Yeah, it is Docker.
It is Docker.
I thought it was Champions League.
Bournemouth.
No. But originally, no. I'm saying I was thinking of the Champions League.
Yeah, because he got like 25 points, didn't he? Remember?
Yeah.
Paqueta was on that list. Who was the last West Ham player to register three assists in a single Premier League game? This was back in 2017. Cole.
Payet.
No.
Okay. Oh, that was going to be my game. 2017.
Oh, God.
Noble.
No.
Bull.
Wait, white cap. Yeah, wait, get wait, wait, lads.
I have no idea, mate. Oh. Okay. Well, I think football's not my sport anymore, man. Yeah.
Well,
Mike Babington.
The clue is he still plays for West Ham.
Cole, Antonio.
Antonio, yes.
Nice.
Oh, Jesus.
Brentford.
I was going to say that, but I thought I'd be laughed at.
Brentford.
Ex-Forest?
I don't know. What guy?
Brentford versus Aston Villa is the first game to see both teams receive a red card since which fixture last season?
Oh, really?
Bloody hell. Both teams red carded.
Cole, the Merseyside derby.
No.
I don't remember two teams.
Well, fuck you then, you that specky one. Little twat.
Hoi.
Whoop.
Hey.
Leeds, Liverpool.
Leeds, no.
Okay. Could be Leeds, though. They've got
but Liverpool, yes. It's in.
No, neither of them.
Okay.
Leeds is one, though, isn't it?
No.
Say that again without smiling.
No.
Okay.
Right, give us a clue then.
He's going to say Leeds is one.
Everton is one.
Oh.
As Doucouré got sent off.
Whoop. Everton Wolves.
No.
Well done. Great banter.
Cole, Everton against...
Any of the other teams.
I already know you're going to be wrong.
Why?
Just because it's you just don't know shit.
Everton against
Everton Spurs.
Correct.
It's actually.
Yeah.
He
wow. Buzz in. Oh, snap. I was about to guess.
Oh, benefit of the doubt though. Benefit of the doubt.
Cole, oh, Everton it. Spurs.
There you go. You got it. You got it.
Who got sent off for Spurs?
Moore.
Oh. That was pure vibes, by the way. That was pure vibes. I know. It's just a cheat guess.
Fifth question. Lewis Miley is the youngest ever goal scorer in the Premier League for Newcastle. He is also the youngest goal scorer in the league since which player in 2009?
Nine. Cole. 2009. James Vaughan?
No.
2009 is a hard one, actually.
Yeah, man. Everyone knows this.
Youngest player in 2009. Do we?
Yeah. It's mental to think it's this far long ago, to be fair.
Far long ago.
Really?
Mm.
How many years is that? 14?
Fucking hell, yeah.
Got to work out.
2009. Not sure that year it exists, by the way.
2009? Fucking hell. I can't even remember that.
Oh, is it obvious?
No, the year is makes it hard to pin down, but everyone knows of this. Time when this happened.
Yeah,
is he a striker?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm going to get fucking...
I can give you the team he did it for.
Go on then.
Yeah.
He did it for Man United.
Cole? Is it Makeda?
Makeda.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would not have got that.
I didn't think he was that young.
Mental, innit? Yeah, no, he was, it must have been 17 in a few days or something.
He was 16.
He would have been, I said 17.
No, you said 17 in a few days.
And a few days.
And a few days.
He said in a few days. He no, wasn't he's, 17.
He's way older than 17.
He would have been because Miley's 17.
He's 14 years older.
And he was younger. Oh, the youngest person. I don't know.
Are you sure that's right? I think that question might be wrong.
Yeah, no, I got that off Statman Dave.
Right, you got extra so bonus.
Extra bonus question. Dan Burns scored his third goal this season against Fulham. Which two other teams has he scored against?
Oh, whoop. Brighton.
You have to say the second one as well.
Oh, bloody hell. Brighton and Sheffield United.
No, one is correct. Yeah, Sheffield United.
Okay, sorry.
There's another one out there.
Cole.
United, not Brighton.
Is it in the Premier League?
Just this season.
PSG.
PS, yes. Well done, sir.
Woo, wow.
Worst way knowledge. Announcing a correct answer.
Yeah, that was one of your worst quizzes.
That was not very nice.
I don't even know who won. It's either me or Tom.
Nah,
Tom. I feel like, yeah, a lot of like, there's one old question there from this season.
Yep.
You know,
yeah, we'll give
this is how the brain of Luce Bowden works. He can only remember a certain amount of things.
I remember the first quiz I ever did was a good one on here.
Yeah, he's usually all right.
A different person, I think.
Oh, it was actually. Sorry, mate.
ladies and gentlemen, the next time we'll speak to you on podcast is going to be after Christmas.
But
hopefully get a better guest on that one.
But
We have a very special Christmas.
Yeah, we do have a... Well, let me...
I'm a good guess.
I thought let me segue into it. Have a very special Christmas for you guys because there's a special pitch side episode being released on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's cute.
So please watch.
It's a good one.
The man behind the camera spent a lot of time on it.
So. What, like he did with the...
like he did with the transfers. Yeah, and the transfers. Yeah, yeah. Wink, wink. But yeah, get involved with Super 6, guys. As always, PTCH23 is the code to join. £1 million jackpot on the weekend of the 23rd of December. So do yourself
we
a favour.
We are live Friday as well.
Yeah, we're watching Aston Villa versus Sheffield United. So get involved for that. Thank you, Randy, for stepping
in. No worries,
in
mate.
For,
no worries. I'll watch some games next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who cares, man? It's pure vibes.
Yeah,
pure
vibes on this one. Vibes. FPL and vibes. That must be the issue.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, Merry Christmas,
in
everyone.
In terms of podcasts, because we'll see you afterwards. And hope it's a great one. We'll see you soon. Rates 5 stars.
Oh, and
Spotify.
And Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah.
No, not and Happy New Year.
Yeah. When are we back?
When's we're here on Christmas.
No, but the next pod? When's the next pod?
It'll be 2nd.
Oh.
Yeah.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Thank you for all the support in the year. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And the abuse.
Yeah. And we have a stream coming as well.
I hope you have a great festive period. We'll see you soon. We love you all.
Yeah, make sure Ta-da. You pork some... No.
Pigs and blankets. Pork some pigs and blankets.
I will. Yeah. Fuck.